be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And he will say, 'We ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At the pinnacle, at the peak of his career, when he was beating all the competition, Tiger Woods decided to learn a new swing. And he went against the rule that we all try to abide by. That is, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So he tried to fix a perfectly good swing, and he got better. You know, if you want to do something really well, like play golf, then you want to hang out with somebody that plays better. And that's why Tiger Woods' son is so good at his young age, because he gets to hang out with the best. Now, I'm sure it's not easy. I'm sure all the instruction and all of the discipline is not easy. But he gets all the secrets, all the tricks. You know, I had a similar experience when I was in the seminary. I learned to read Hebrew. And so I took a course on scripture reading Hebrew. So I was pretty excited about it. So I was the first one there on the first day. And after a few minutes there, about nine guys, a little bit older than me, came into the room. So in my enthusiasm, I says, "Oh, you guys learning Hebrew too?" And they said, one of them said, "Oh, no, not exactly. We're doctorate students from Jerusalem. Hebrew's our first language." And I said, "Oh, no, this is not good." Anyway, I survived the first class, and at the end of the class, I went to the professor, and I said, "I'm going to have to bail. I'm way over my head. I'm just going to drag the class down." So the professor said to me, he says, "You know, if you really want to learn Hebrew, if you really want to have knowledge of the scriptures more deeply, then you'll want to stay." I did. It was not easy being the dumbest person in the class. But anyway, a year later, I took another course on scripture with the reading in Hebrew, and one of the guys in the class, he was struggling with the Isaiah passage, and Isaiah is notoriously difficult in Hebrew. So I said to him, I says, "Well, look at it. I says, the verb is intransitive, so it doesn't have an object, and it's also in the passive voice, so you want to use the verb to be." And he said to me, he said, "How did you know Hebrew so well?" I said, "Well, if you hung out with a bunch of students from Jerusalem for a whole semester, you should know Hebrew pretty well too." Now I say that because in the letter to the Hebrews, the author is telling us, he says, Christ isn't coming into our lives to take away our crosses. He's teaching us how to carry them, because it's in the cross that you're going to find greatness. It's going to be in the cross that you're going to make the biggest impact in the world. And if we stick with Christ, if we listen to his instructions, it is not going to be easy. It will not. But you and I will be exposed to all the secrets.